Okay, we still have just to sort of sort out the last pratim regarding Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbeinu Tam, and then we'll try to finish the Gemara. The next prat that we have to be mevarer has to do with the status of a married person who's being supported by his parents. And whether as it did, if a God lost him, or not, I hope you still have.
Is it Dafka
Aviv or not Dafka Aviv? It's an interesting thing. If you have, I don't know if you started the Shulchan Aruch here, or the page I gave you. If you want to know if it's Dafka Aviv, if you turn to the second side, the Ramah at the end of Sif Beis. Now, we might be left a little hanging about in laws, but this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. It says, Yasaim. Hasaymech al shulchan acherim mitziyase la'atzmai. If you have a yasim, and he's, let's say, he's living by somebody, he's adopted, or he just has a chesed, he's living by people. So the Ramah says, yasim hasaymech al shulchan acherim, it doesn't go to the parents. Now, right away here, you would think that a valid should go. Either a person's own child. If he feeds them, he feels bad, they should keep a mitziyah. So if he's feeding someone else's child, well, certainly feel bad. What's going on here? So if you look into the Sma test, Mira Seinayim is the Sma test, Yosem HaSamach, Hainu Taima, Dim Lo Yazaynu Hu, Yazaynu Acherim, Dim Mishum Mitzvah Rabba Mitzvin Lazaynay, Mishum Hachi Lai Tiknu B'kai Gav Nashem Mitziyase La Mefarnasay. That's Pshat. Smaz is saying here, Gavaldik, a thing. When Chazal were guys of Mishum Eva, what's Pshat? They were guys of Mishum Eva. They didn't want the father to feel bad. Well, who cares about Eva? If a child keeps the Mitziah, so then there's going to be Eva. So what did Chazal do? They want to protect the father, shouldn't feel bad? Who are they trying to protect? When Chazal made the Takana. Who are they looking to protect? You know what they were looking to protect? The child. They're looking to protect the child, that the father should be merutza to give him futi, to give him biyad rechava, to give him to support him. So the idea was to help the child, so that's why they made exerim mishameh. So the Sma says that by a yasim, if this man will stop being mefarnes, we'll find someone else to be mefarnes the yasim. So therefore there's nothing done to protect the child.
Why? The father won't feed the son.
He won't feed... It's a funny thing that the father won't feed his son, we're worried. And that somebody from the outside won't feed a yasin, we're not so worried, somebody else will feed him. Now, assuming that this is so, that we're not guys by a yasin, we're only guys by a real parent, so what about in-laws? Huh? What about in-laws? It's their daughter. What happens when the son finds a mitzvah? Son-in-law finds a
mitzvah.
Has to be total support if the wife is working. Someone has to be total. Imagine it has to be total support. So let's see what it says here in the Mefarshim. It may not be so vague. I think you have in the copies here in the side the Pesach Hagilion, the Tshuvas Rav Tzal Ashkenazi. Because if I show you straight the Taz, it's going to look very strange. And if you start from here, it looks a little better. We'll just read through it. I just want to read like the first third of it, where he talks about the Ran and Mukhi Yosef. In the beginning, he just brings the Machlaikas. Miu, Baha Pligi Rabba, Sadal, Das Taisvis. I'm reading the Pesach Hagilion on the first side. Miu, Baha Pligi Rabba, Sadal. Which says Shah Chuvas Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi on the left side. Well, that's a taisis bav mitziyud beis amid beis. That's a rebbe. That's our taisis. There's lav dafka mitziya la b'chol midi yad b'nai agad l'asamach shulchan av ki'arav. Afilin yin eiriv ein l'skes eiriv al yadai. That was the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That for everything, he's a kar. For Rosh Hazel b'shita zu b'psakav in the Rosh Paskas like Rabbeinu Tam perakam d'bav mitziya. Va pis varazu and according to Rabbeinu Tam hevi yoram in the mukiyas bav mitziya shita. Just like a cotton's mitzvah goes to the father, da'avivu. Va'afimu nasan lo'i aviv matana lo'i kana, she'en le'yad liskais la'atzmei klal. So you want to see the feirish, what we said yesterday, that even the father gives him matana, it doesn't work. That's what the Mukiyas is saying, according to Shitas Rabbi Natan. Me'melu ha'din begad la'asem achal shulchan aviv. Now, v'hikshu, this kashin teretz is what I wanted to get to. Hikshu around v'nu Mukiyas of al-shita zu, hari adam mizake e'revaydei ishtai. What about a wife? A person can be bizarre and air if there was wife, could they mean a bear when I test him with bays? Alpha Pishi Smuchal Shulchan Baila. So why is a God last Senechal Shulchan Aviv any different than a wife that's Senechal Shulchan Baila? That's his kasha. What? Ishta Kukufi does not apply to most Dine Mominis. Generally, Ishta Kukufi doesn't apply. Just because a woman, whatever she does, doesn't necessarily apply to the husband. It's a halacha concept, only very few cases. So he has a kasha. So Ishtai, why is it? How come an Ishtai has a yad to be zeicher for others and not b'nei hagadol? V'tirtzu haritvava meiri. And this is the teretz that's crucial. V'chidush la'irvin. Tishanya Ishtai v'bnei shemizayne seha heim chayiv etzlay v'arei ki ilu aichelas mishalatzma. That teretz. That what? That a woman is different than a child. A woman, the husband is mechuyif to feed her. So since the husband is mechuyif to give her mezainis, so her has nothing to do with metziah. She's entitled to mezainis. The husband can't say, look, I'm so nice, I'm giving you mezainis, why should you get the metziah? It's kentayna. Because she's entitled to mezainis. It's something that he's obligated to do. But she ain't get a child. Well, there's no obligation to feed the child. So there's the takana of Eva. Now, if it was not for this, the Taz would look like a very big chiddush. But if you look at the Taz here, Terizav, you know, it's on the side here. It's not like in Yerideya where it's on the Shulchan Aruch, where it says the line begins Ayin Reish Sifbeis Smuchan Al Shulchanai. Okay, it's a two-line Taz here on the side, and he talks about the issue of a married. A married child. Pirush Rashi, Mishum Eva. V'kosu ha'taisis, the leishayich Eva, ela b'bnai, shadaka l'zayne tamid. Eva is only by a child that is a derech to feed him constantly. V'ma yifarnas enu adad, le yifarnas enu acher. Ava, odam acher mi alma, let's say a yasim, or somebody else from the world, ha'samach l'shulchan chavei rechimam, k'gon yasim kot, p'yaitzabad. Someone who stam lives in somebody else's house. Ain't svara shemitziyase l'chaveiroi. There's no reason that it should be mitziyase l'chaveiroi. It's only by a father. The koshkein evad ayama shebischar tircha heimaychlin. Evad ayama who eat bischar tircha. Same thing. So the Taz says, I call l'shani b'chlal zeu gamkein. This is what he says. Misha pasak libnai mizaynais al shulchanai. Somebody wasn't me pasak libnai mizaynais al shulchanai. Pasak means that he committed himself. He was mechayiv himself to support his son. The mitziyase la'atzmai. The child then could keep it. The haderechiyav u'nais inlay. Because it's being given now to the child, but derechiyav, u'ken shav u'perek nara, the bas nizaitis lachem nizaviyah, mitziyase la'atzmai, the la'am miyachiv kamitzimah. Just like a daughter, the father dies. When a father dies, the daughter is supported from the ksuba. So what happens? A man dies, the son's Yarshin. They're supporting the daughter. Could they tell the daughter, give us your mitziah, we're supporting you? No. Because they're obligated to support the daughter. It's very partial. He says the same thing, if a man is mechayiv himself to support a son, that the son then can keep the mitziah for himself. Once he was mechayiv himself, then the chiyav is chal. What does it mean to be mechayiv yourself? It's an interesting thing. One of the things, the Gemara says, Elu dvarim ha'niknim be'amira. The only thing that the schal of chaloi schiyah ba'amira is by shidduchim, tenoim of a shidduch. When a shidduch is made and someone obligates himself, it doesn't even need a kinyan. It's an obligation. That shouldn't be the attitude of the person receiving the money, but technically it's an obligation. So listen to what the Taz is saying. Listen to what the Taz is saying. The Taz says that if parents, let's say, marry off a child, and they obligate themselves to support the child, so then the mitziah goes to the child. So it comes out like this. Let's say someone gets married. The father tells the son, I'll support you for 2 years. So he supports him for 2 years. The 2 years are gone. It's already a third year. And the father's still supporting the son. So whatever mitzia he found in the first 2 years where the father had to support him goes to the son. Any mitzia he gets in the third year when the father does not have to support him goes to the father. Sounds a little, no? I have a word for it. It's called counterintuitive. It goes against the person's first hergish. When the father obligates himself to support his son, so whatever his son gets, it's the son's. As soon as the father is not obligated to, and the son gets it, then it goes to the father. Oh, it's the hepach. The hepach of what you would think in the Svarach Yitzayinah. But as I state here in the Taz. Now this is not consistent with what I told you when we started, that if the son gets the money to spend on his own, it's different. It's not clear here. Does he mean that the son is actually coming to the father's house for dinner every night? Or he's giving him money? But it's certainly not the same as what I told you. But this is what it says here. If you look in Arachayim, Mishnah Berurah, and Simen Shin Samach Vav Sif Yod, and not Mishnah Berurah, Ramah, Shin Samach Vav Sif Yod, he says some that a married son has a Yad La'atzmai. Even the father supporting him, if he's a married son, Nasui, so he's on his own. Which, it's hard to know how this Taz exactly stems with that. But this is the Taz's Hagdara. And we're not only talking about Mitzia, we're talking about Hirveich B'Schayrei B'Malacha, anything he makes. What about winning the lottery? Is winning the lottery goes to the father? What is winning the lottery? Is that Hirveich B'Schayrei? Mitzia? You're not worried about the Eiv anymore. It's too late. Now what happens if a married son... What's the name of pay for the ticket?
No, he can support himself.
No, he can't support. If it's his father's money, he can't support himself. He has to ask his father's wishes. What is a lottery ticket? How would you look at it? You look at it as Schaira? Schaira, you bought something for a dollar and its value went up.
So how do you ever get out of this cycle?
How do you get out? You make up. The minute you make up with your father that you're not being supported anymore, so then it's over.
But
the son will go to the father also, no? Someone's being supported. If he's in a matzah, honestly, who had dinner v'yech b'schayr b'malacha? Chayr would be the same thing, no?
It's like when you go to work, you make a big father for you and you're in the lottery for you.
You have to tell him a minute before you win it.
Before you claim it.
Is it his father's ticket? Is it his father? If a man supports his son, he gives him money, and the son goes in and buys himself a Danish. Is the father's Danish or it's his Danish? If it turns out they have 2 yadeh, so we're talking about yesterday. It turns out they're not going to find
it.
What? The Ramah says, Hu adin schayrai b'malacha. And Reviach b'schayrai b'malacha.
Well,
that's b'feirish. If you have b'schayrai, there's no question. If you make money, it goes to the father.
You're taking the father's money to buy a building. Buy the building and whatever it is.
Well, that depends on yesterday's Machne Ephraim, whether we consider the son to have a yad for himself or not. If he has his own yad, just to whatever property goes to the father, then it'll be his. If he doesn't have his yad, then it's not going to the father's. I'll tell you, I think maybe the shaila of whether a lottery ticket is Hirveich B'Schayra maybe depends on the first Nesivis. He doesn't mention lottery tickets, but let's learn the first Nesivis. Nesivis HaMishpat, Hayin Reish Aleph. Hu Adin Im Hirveich B'Schayra. So here's a kasha. We're saying if the son makes money B'Schayra, it goes to the father. Ha'vahadim Avur Bavakam Adav Peizayin D'Sheves Yinosin La'Habonim. The Gemara there says that if somebody is mazik the child can't go to work, he gets sheves, he gets payment So even though he's semech al-shulchan aviv, it goes to the child. So it's a stira. If he works, the money goes to the father. And if he gets sheves, which is in place of his work, it goes to the son. Yeshleimer sheveshani. Why does sheves go to the son? Kivan shaloi osu malacha v'afilo hachi naitlin. Since it's something that he is not working, he's getting paid anyway. Umetam da'amar hasam d'loi kapit. Masha'enken k'sha'isa malacha u'marvichin. Efshur d'loi chashur k'midi da'asimi alma v'kapit. That's something that's asimi alma, that just comes from nowhere, that goes to the son. The father's not makpid. If the son earns something, and the father's supporting him, so the father's makpid, that should be exchange for what he's supporting him. So what's he saying? What's he saying? That it depends if you work for it or if it just comes to you me'alma. You know what he's saying? A lottery ticket, you don't work for a lottery ticket. It just comes to you, no? You know, it's like Sheves. What do you think? Could be that. Well, the question is what Chazal's Takana was. We could talk about Eva, but for us, the question is what was Chazal's Takana? That was second that if the son works or buys and sells, or a Metziah goes to the father. Sheves, they said, doesn't, because the money, Dasi Mi'alma, it's money that just fell into his lap. So, there's one more exception. If you turn back to the second side, we pass them like Rabbeinu Tam, except the last, the Ramah of Yasin, but the first part of that Ramah, the first Ramah on the second side. And that is, we paskin in nasnu matana lekatna semech hashulchan aviv hariu shal aviv. If you give a matana to a katna semech hashulchan aviv hariu shal aviv, so we spoke about this, right? If somebody gets whatever it is, gifts for the child, somebody gives them money for a bris mila, the bris, or a baby's born, they give gifts, even though the gift is given to the child. So the parents don't have to be nervous about keeping an exact accounting of it. The money is not the child, the money is the parents. Aval loy bibnei gadol. But that's not true. If the son is a gadol, who's semech hashulchan aviv, then it goes to bnei hagadol. If someone gives a gift to the ben hagadol, semech hashulchan aviv, it does go to, even like Rabbeinu Tam, there are most passing Rabbeinu Tam. So he's saying that a metziah goes to the father. Work goes to the father. Schaira goes to the father. A gift doesn't go to the father. Why not? Bar mitzvah gift or even a wedding gift. For somebody to send a husband. B'nai ha-gadol means over bar mitzvah, you see. Well, take a look at smaches. Why is b'nai ha-gadol different? We're saying Rabbeinu Tam holds ben gadol and ben katan are the same. Why is ben gadol different? So the smah, the ikal ha-meimar, ha-noisein hikpid liyo is dafka shal ben. When somebody gives a gift to an adult, the assumption is that the noisin means it should be the son's. It's an umdina of the das ha-noisin. There's an umdina that the das ha-noisin is that when it's given to a gadol, the gadol should keep it. And when it's given to a katan, the katan should give it. It's certainly that way a married person. If somebody gives a gift, it's certainly an umdina, it's to go to him and not to the parent. So that's the smas explanation of the Ramah. So comes out from this whole thing that everything goes to the parent except for a matana. If you're samech al shulchan aviv, a gadol samech al shulchan aviv, everything goes to the parent with the exception of a matana. It's the only two exceptions: a matana or sheves. How do you define Sheves exactly? Money that comes to you from some other source. I don't know what else. What else the Metzius is exactly? But money falls to you from some lottery ticket would be the same thing. That goes to the son. But everything. Yeah, but the three things that we said, those go to the father. That seems to be the bottom line here in the whole.
According to the son. What does it mean when it's being highlighted in that father son?
Nesivis, I think he means in the original Takana. The Nesivis there means, well, Chazal originally Nesakin, they were Nesakin that if I'm supporting my son, whatever work he does, it should go to me. The person works and supports himself. If I'm supporting him, whatever he works, that's the father's idea, that should be that should be included. Typically, if someone supports a child, let's say someone supports a child to go through college. So as the child starts earning money, the father doesn't want to support him anymore. So if the child is earning some money, the father feels that I'm entitled to that. I don't have to support you if you're making your own money. So whatever you make your own money, you should go to the father. So that's what he's making money, but not the mamad dasi mi'alma money that Stam came from.
So this whole issue of going to the father is a rabbanon, is a tachas rabbanon.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole issue. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole issue, pashtus, is a rabbanon because the son, that the Machna Frame uses the lashon that the son certainly has a yad min ha'tayr. In Svara. The problem is, well, the kashas on it, we have kashas on it. But what do you think? According to Rabbi Yechon, is the Raisa or is the Rabbanon? It's Bishameib. So that's the assumption. The Minotauri is a Chaziyad. And this is all the
Chaziyad. And why, if the whole thing is the Chaz Chacham, and like we see this thing, calling that Hada, the father wants to give the son something, why it should work?
So the question comes back, why can't the son give a matana to his own, why can't the father give a matana to his own son? The question comes back. And again, the question is, how did Chazal set up the takana? Does he have a yad la'atzmai or not? And, once there's a hechatimsa that he can get something, you don't have to be right from the sivis, you can bring a ray from matana shal acherim. We pass him matana shal acherim.
He said Rabbeinu Tam disagrees on
Matana Shel Acherim. The Mukiyasi says Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Says in Mukiyasi, Perakam the Mitzvah. Mukiyasi himself says that Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Just Mukiyasi passes this way. The Ramah seems to be some middle ground. Because when you read Mukiyasi, when he explains Rabbeinu Tam, says no one can give him a Matana. That's the way I remember it. I think that's what he says. But nobody can give the son a Matana if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah is paskening one step less than Rabbeinu Tam, the way that Muki Yosef understood it.
Well, Machna Ephraim, in his explanation of Rabbeinu Tam, says the only way to give him Matana would be Ayyayach.
Kachadin, im nastu acher matana leben shetiy alaviv. Bechein mas lo yaviv matana lo ikona. So what comes out is this. This is where, what comes out is, we paskin, it seems like Rabbeinu Tam. We pass like Rabbeinu Tam, that Metzia and Schaira and Parnasa and Malacha goes to the father. We have an exception, which is that we pass that the Matana Mishal Acherim goes to the son. And our question now is, which the Machna Ephraim Zarichus is on, is what about the father giving a Matana to his own son? Utakasim, the way the Machna Ephraim sets it up, the Shaila is, does the son have a Yad? With Takasim, that Sister Ramah passed and someone else could give a matana to the son, it would seem that the Lahalacha, how Rabbeinu Tam held, so the Maharam Rutenberg could clear and we could clear and everything. But the way the Ramah passed, it seems that we're passing somewhere in between. That the son does have a yad. The son has a yad. The question is whether that yad applies when the father gives it. So if we're reading this Ramah, it would seem to us that there's a welcome to say that the son can get a matana from the father. On the other hand, we have the same kasha on this that the Machna Ephraim's son asked on him. And as we're going to read this, we're going to come out, the son has a yad. Mm-hmm. Problem is, that's a problem, that in Hilchas Erevin, the Shulchan Aruch brings that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the father can't give a gift to a son. It can't be Machna Erev by giving it to his son. And that's the hepuch of what we're saying now. And he says that by Erevin, a person can be selling the halachic debris of Michael by Erevin. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the father can't give. So we have problems again. I don't know. Yeah.
We're proving that the son has a yad from something that Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with. No?
Yeah, again. Rabbeinu Tam himself could hold, he doesn't have a yad.
Okay.
Now I'm talking lahalacha. It seems from this Ramah, the Halacha, that we have some middle ground. Either the Ramah understood Rabbeinu Tam differently than Muki Yosef, or more likely the Ramah is passing somewhere in between. The Ramah understood he has a Yad, and the Ramah says, B'zman Hazeh, that's what people mean. So the Ramah is passing this way. But then why doesn't he say the same thing in Hilchas Erevin? Why did the Ramah say, Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Erevin, that's totally in a Machlaikis. Why doesn't he say it's not totally in a Machlaikis at all? However, he came to this conclusion. He should come to the conclusion. Why does he say there? Because halachic the Ramekel the Arabin. Should say differently. The teretz is that Rabbi Kiva Eger himself there is bothered by this. And that's why Rabbi Kiva Eger says that because we have this problem, we have to answer that the father could give his son a gift. The only thing his father cannot do is give something to his son that his son should be mizak al acherim. That's worse. As far to that, I don't know. I think he'd say chesu around that I didn't look up. So, but as far I don't know. But at least it comes out. It comes out that shtims. It comes out we paskin that the father could give a gift to the son, and then somebody else could give a gift to the son. And the only thing you cannot do is give a gift to the son to be mizak al acherim. Why not? I'm not sure. But and then you can say it in Turban Atam, except that Ram Rittenberg didn't understand that way. All right. So it's a very messy thing to try to come to a maskana. You know, it's nice and neat when you have two sheetahs and it's clear. You keep on having things that could go back and forth, it becomes unclear. And confusing. What's clear, that's a good thing about Shulchan Aruch. What says in Ramah is clear. Just the Ramah doesn't say if the father could give the son a gift. And that's why everyone calls it a Mach Nefrayim, and that's why this Talmud. Just before we put away this piece of paper, there's an interesting Pisrei Tshuva on the next Gemara, on Poyel. I'm sure you learned the Gemara already. Pisrei Tshuva on the second side, Ayin Reish Aleph, Metzias Poyel La'atzmai, the side, there's page Reish Aleph on the top. It says, Pei La'atzmai, Pesach Tshuva is on the side of the page. Ayin Tshuva Zchut Hashani, Shekosev, Al Dvar HaMishores. Somebody had a living maid or something. Shekona Sus M'ma'isav, that he bought a horse, U'machrai, and then he sold it at a profit. V'hichrish Balabayis Ad Shemachrai B'Revach Gadol. Balbais knew that his worker was buying a horse. He didn't say anything. Until the payal sold it for a lot of money. Now what would you say? What should be the din? Huh? Yad payal ki yad bailam. So he, look at what he says. Atu mavakesh es harevach. Nirali. She'ein b'divir abayal abayis klum. The kaimala mitzias payal la'atzmai. Musharas din payal yesh like in luchich. What does he say? The pile, this is not work. You bought a horse and sold it for a big profit? This is not work. This is a metziah. What do you mean it's a metziah? He bought something and sold it. He's saying this horse that he bought and now sold at a tremendous profit is a metziah. So metziah's pile, we have to see how we pass him by metziah's pile. That the Mechaber Paskin, the Sirius Payel, that Mitziyasai is La'atzmai. Mitziyas Payel La'atzmai. Afal Pishamal Esemi Melacha Hayayim, which is Mechaber Shita. And so he's saying it's a Mitziyah. Now, how do you define this as a Mitziyah as opposed to work? What makes something a Mitziyah as opposed to work? You buy a horse and you sell it? What does he mean it's a Mitziyah? He means because it was such a great price that made it a Mitziyah. There's a bargain that people say that if you finally buy something very cheap, say, for now, Mitzia. I'm not sure.
How would it work by an account if you have a sale item, but it's one item, like in this case?
So the Shach says that Kol Mekach Homem Kerz De Mekach Homem Kerz, even if it's a Bezul. Well, I think it's a fashion Shach.
That they were selling, they had those apartments that were subsidized by the government.
Right. The there. See, there it's a different, there it's subsidized. It's something cheap, it's a mechira cheap.
Yeah. What's the sale? The sale is the company subsidizing the part of the lawsuit. They're not even the lawsuit, but they're taking off the profit.
So I think the Shach said that all mechira, even Bezul, has the mekhom emker. Here we're saying not that way, here we're saying something.
Said that regarding
I think so. Okay, so I hope you came out with something clear here in the sugya. at least the fact that the Machan Ephraim tumbles over whether a father can give a son a gift. And all right, I'm going to try to finish the Mishnah. Let's see, we have a few short sugyas. Let's see how easy or difficult they may be. This is Eved Ivri. Amai lo yayel apayol. V'tanya mitzias payol atzmai. Let him be a payol, and we learn that a payol gets his own mitzia. V'medvam rom izman sha'amalei necheshi mi'ayayim. Adari mi'ayayim. He told him to do something specific. Avol emo amalo yasei mi'malach ayayim. Mitzias yel balabayis. So therefore what? So why are you saying that an Eved Ivri is mitziyase la'atzmai? Why should he get his mitziya? He should be no worse than a payel whose mitziya goes l'balabayis. Am Rabbi Barava, Am Rabbi Yechanan, Hocha be'eved nekim magolias askinan. Shein Rabbi writes a l'shanais nil melacha acheres. We're talking about a trained eved, and the eved was trained, and he does a job that's very valuable. And the Adam doesn't want him picking up deposit bottles or dollar bills in the street. That takes away from him doing from his valuable time. So since he's an Eved, like in Margolius, so you don't do other things. It's not Kedai. He hired him. He's an Umdana, Stoma. Now see, that's the thing. I'll get to it in a second. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says... Now look how Rashi explains it. It's not common to find the mitziah worth more than his time. All right, there are two issues here. First of all, the last words, Yishalim l'rabbi ischar bitula. We paskin that if you... cause if you're mavatel kisa shel chavera, if you cause somebody's worker not to work, that's a groma of a hefsid. Let's say you have a worker, and I tie up your worker; he can't work, and you already paid him for the day, you paid him for whatever he accomplishes today, and I tied him up, and for whatever reason you have to pay him. Do I have to reimburse you? So we paskin that it's a groma mavatel kisa shel chavera. Is chayiv bedine shamayim and pata bedine yadav. You don't have to pay. So the question is, why does Rashi say yishalom l'rabbi ischar bitulai? It's not emes. We paskin that if you hold up someone from working, you don't have to pay. So that's the first kash. Why he has to pay ischar bitulai?
Here, it's not that the worker's paying me back. Giving me the sign to it's really, I'm not paying him. I hired him to do a search on. He's got to work 10 hours. And I said, for that amount, I'm going to give you $100. Now, for 1 hour, he's busy.
He's an Eved Ivri. I bought him. Now he's my Eved Ivri. Now, somebody stopped him, or he himself stopped himself for working for an hour. Why does he have to pay me? By a pile, I can hear what you're saying, but not by an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is bought. Now he's just going to have some.
Yeah, it's different if somebody caused him to stop working.
By a payal, I agree, but by an Eved, I don't agree. By an Eved, you bought an Eved. If the Eved doesn't work, you have a tefi of mammon. Why do you have a tefi of mammon on it? It's not that I don't have to pay you. I'm not paying you anyway. I bought you.
It's not a grama. He knew he was conscious. He knew
he was conscious. Well, he caused the loss. Grama does not mean subconsciously. Grama can mean deliberately. I didn't work. You'll have a hefsid. But I wasn't mazik. I'm not a man. Pshat wise, there's a bigger problem in the Gemara. The problem is, what's the Gemara's case? This Eved Noikim Magolius. What is the Gemara's case? Did the Odin make up with the Eved? Did he tell him, listen, I don't want you picking up Metzias? If you made up with him Beferish, so it's Pashit. Pashit. Doesn't matter if he's Noikim Magolius or whatever he is. If you say something Beferish, then it's clear. Elamai, we're talking in a case where he didn't say Beferish. So if he didn't say Beferish, he didn't make up anything. So that means we only go by Umdina. We have to go by an Umdina. So let me ask you. Let's say you have an Eved Nakim Agalius. How much is his hour worth? It's worth $100 an hour. His work is worth $100 an hour. So I tell him, don't pick up Metzius. I don't want you looking for Metzius. Now he finds a $1,000 diamond. Right? That's the case of the Gemara. Rashi says that the Metzia was more, it's not Shriach, but what happened is he found a Metzia that's worth more than his work. What's the Umdana? What would the Adin want? What would the rabbi want? Huh? What would rabbi want in such a case? You're telling me as an Umdana, the Adin doesn't want it to stop working to pick up Metzias. It's not Shriach to find a good Metzia. But if he does find an expensive Metzia, the Adin wants a Metzia. No? If the sugi is talking, the Adin told him, so it's Pashit. If he didn't tell him, it's just an Umdana, so then it's just an Umdana. Then if it's a very valuable thing, he would want him to quit and pick up his valuable thing.
Well, what's wrong with the Pashit way? The point is, we have a Mishnah at Shver, and if we explain it, talk about this case.
They made a condition, they didn't make a condition. Yeah, they spoke it out, they didn't speak it out.
We're saying that, but if I have an evidence, if I have an evidence, so
we're
talking about a case where I hired enough, and I didn't say you're going to be like my butler and do 1,000 things. And I hired you specifically to be a Nike Margolius.
Did I tell him don't pick up Metzias? I told him I don't want you picking up Metzias.
It's the same thing as a Nachshimai. I don't have to tell him. Nachshimai, you always say that. You say that you have to keep it. That's not so we're doing.
See, it's not a pile, it's an Eved. An Eved, everything is Shaykh.
What was the Shaykh? The Shaykh is the same as a pile.
It's not a pile, I hire for something. When he's doing other things, he's not my pile. If I hire a pile and he goes somewhere else, he's not my pile.
That was the Kashu. An Eved. We normally hire him for anything and everything.
But Lamaisi is still my Eved. He became always my Eved.
But when I hire him specifically for
this Eved. Ramesha has a Hezber in this Sugya, which is not right from what you're saying, but he adds in the Kuda. Ramosha has an explanation of the sugya based on the sugya in Kiddushin Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. Which says the following. Eved Ivri Shabarach. Somebody had an Eved Ivri. He ran away. So let's say I have an Eved Ivri. He's supposed to work for me for 6 years, right? So he worked for me for 4 years and he ran away. Five lahashlim. He owes me 2 years.
It's
Chayav LaHashem. He owes me 6 years. He owes me 2 years. But he doesn't owe me cash. He owes me the work. That's what Ramesh is hopeful. He owes me 2 years of work. Poga by Yoivul, if when he ran away, he's supposed to work with me for 6 years. It's not Yoivul. He's supposed to be working to me from year one to year six. And he ran away. 44 years later, he's Yoivul. And now I catch him. I say, you owe me 2 years of work. Poga by Yovel Potter. If Yovel comes, he's Potter. So Rav Moshe, what's Pshat in the Gemara? If Yovel comes, he's Potter. Why? He owes me money. He ran away from me. He was supposed to work year 5 and 6. He owes me year 5 and 6. Why does Yovel Potter? What does Yovel have to do? Every goes free in Yovel. What does it have to do with what? If a god steals something and Yovel comes, you know, you're not Potter. What? Sakhtar of Maisha. Vice dice, when the Eved runs away, he doesn't owe money to the Adon. He owes Zman to the Adon. He owes him the Zman of the work, the time of the work. That's what he's chayiv to his Adon. If he runs away for 2 years, he owes him 2 years. What he owes him is the period of time, the Zman. Sakhtar of Maisha. What? So Yovel Pat is Avdus. He owes him 2 years of Avdus. Avdus, you go free. If you owe money, Avdus doesn't help. If you owe Avdus, then it goes through. He owes him 2 years as an Eved. Yovel Pat is
that.
Because there's a din that Eved Ivri goes out with Yovel. There's no din that
maybe,
money.
Maybe
there's no money that Yovel Pat is. Yovel doesn't pay. Chayvus, it's not a chayv. No, Shemitah al-Mishamet chayv. It's not Mishamet if I cause you a hefsid. If I mazik you and Shemitah pierce, I still have to pay you. If I go to a doctor, if I have a bill, a grocery bill, and Shemitah pierce, I still have to pay, unless it was Zokfen all over Milva. But if you have a business deal, you still have to pay. It's only Chayvus that it's Mishan. So if I owe someone money because I caused them a hefsid, shmita is niyavel not mishami. So Zok Rav Moshe, the kuda is that a bereach owes man. When Moshe learns this gemara, that if someone hires an eved neged magalias, when he does other things, he's a bereach. He's considered to be a bereach. He ran away from his oden. His oden hired him to do this. And he ran away. He's not doing his work. He went to five metzias. At the time that he's a bereach, he's oisev and ivri at that time. He's not working for his oden. It's true, there's an undenu. If the oden would know, the oden would want him to would want, he should pick up the metziah for me. So Rav Moshe, it doesn't depend on the das of the oden. It depends on the das of the eved. The eved himself was told, I want you to be a Nike Margolius and nothing else. That's what the deal was. The minute the eved does something else, he's a bereach, he's running away. At that time, he's ois eved. And when he comes back, he owes back to the Rashi, says he owes the time. Why does he owe the time? Because he's a bereach who owes the time. Just like a bereach for a year owes a year, bereach for a half an hour owes a half an hour. As it did bereach. So this is the way Rav Moshe learns the din of Eved Nekim Magalias. And what?
The
Oden asked to pick up the fish. In Afkamina, when the Oden Feirish told him, then of course it would be different. What's the question?
But he can still say,
I want to be a Bereach, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. A smart Eved who learned the Sugya, if he sees something valuable, won't he be a Bereach right away? Are you allowed to be a Bereach? Anyway, that's the Gemara's first teretz. We're talking about Eved, like about Goliath, Eskima, and Chir, Rabbi, Ezra, Shleis, and Malach, Acheres. Rava, Omer, B'magbiya, Metziah, and Malach, the Eskima. We're talking that it doesn't take time off in his Malach. Rav Papa, Abba, Kekosh, Yisachre, Lelak, and Metziahs. He hired him, Dafka, to pick up Metziahs. V'hechidami, Da'akfi, Agma, B'kivri. That the Agam, Dagam, whatever the Metzias is, it spit out fish, it beached a bunch of fish, and now they're going to collect the fish. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin that says Eved Ivri is Gufay Konri. That the Eved Ivri, Gufay Konri, Labal. I think there's Ayin Amar Aleph, I think. Eved Ivri is Gufay Konri. The Rishayim there, the Ritva, says Beferish, you shouldn't take it literally. You could think Eved Ivri Guf Ikoni means like slavery. Dodin owns his guf. That's the words. Ritva says it doesn't mean Eved Ivri Guf Ikoni. All the Gemara there means to say is that there's a kinyan lagabi isurim, lagabi who he could marry, that he can marry a shivcha. Guf Ikoni is an expression, Dr. Ritva, that his guf is nishtana. His guf becomes the guf of an Eved Ivri, which has different dinim. But it's not mamish that Eved Ivri is Gufay Koni Labal. And that is Mukhuch from the Sugya. Because the Sugya here names on for a Pashtus that the Eved Ivri has Yad La'atzmai. His Yad is not the Yad of the Yadin. And this Sugya is Machrich, this idea that Eved Ivri is Gufay Koni. What about a wife? A wife is Gufay Koni? Remember the Ritva's line? So would you say Aisha's Gufay Koni Labayla? There's a Ritva in Kiddushin, I think on Dalan Amidbez, Ahay Amidbez. The Ritva said, Avad, it's not Gufay Koni, Gufay Koni. But he uses a sarcastic lotion. He says that Kona Bala Atzma, yeah, Kona Odin La Atzma. He said, Gufay Koni? He's a kind of other latzmai. I mean, gets a wife. He's kind of other, not an ever. That's his expression. Yeah, I think he means it seriously, even. Yeah. But okay. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. Hai shifcha hechidami. What is the case of a shifcha? This says shifcha ivri. We should call it a alma ivri. What's the case of a shifcha? Ida is ishtei saris, my boy gabe. If she's already has simonim, she doesn't belong by him. Why? Because we know she goes out with Simana. Either loya is ishtei saris. If she's still a katana, isa la'av davu ahavim. Then she go to her father. If the father died, tapek b'misas av, she should go out with misas av. Damar shlaki shabavriya kara atzav b'misas av. Misha saad makabachaim. So kabachaim madach. If the father died, she can't be sold. So once she's sold, so the father, the misas av, should be also held. It's like the Gemara, lavi taisiv reshlakish. We don't pass the reshlakish. It's like the Gemara, yeah, that's what I mean. Name a mahay nami to have a tiyofta. Is this also a tiyofta on him? Gemara lan. Loilam di isa lahav. Mari hari and shalahan lafuki de rabba. Comes to be mamayit. What does it mean, de rabba? Doesn't mean it comes lafuke, something rabba said, right? It means lafuke de rabba, her odin. Lafuke, that doesn't go to the odin. La atzma doesn't mean she keeps it. Could be a father gets it. It means the Adam doesn't get it. The last case of the Mishnah was Metzias Ishtai. What did we say? Who gets to keep the Metzias of a wife? Huh? Metzias Ishtai. So regular wife is Harian Shalai. But Ishtai Shagirsha, the Mishnah said, now it's important, the Lashon of the Mishnah, Metzias Ishtai Shagirsha Afap Yishalai Naslaksu Bahari Yishalahem. So Gemara asks, Girsha Pshita. Why is it Peshitta? Why is it Peshitta? She's not doing him. She's not going to do it. Mishnah said, didn't say a word about Mizayin. Mishnah said, Ksuba. Therefore, the Rush brings Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, that if you divorce a woman and you don't give her a ksuba, you're still chayib in the bizayin nisel. It seems that it was a pressure to force the husband to give the ksuba. That, yeah. So if a man divorces his wife, this is Yerushalmi. If a man divorces his wife and does not give her a ksuba, says in Yerushalmi that he has to give her bizayin nisel to support her. The Rif says that we don't pass on the Yerushalmi. The Bavli disagrees. Why? Where do we see that the Bavli disagrees? Zakta Rif, this one word, Pshita. Gemara here says, Girsha, you gave her a get? Pshita. It's Pashit she doesn't get her. It's Pashit the Mitzia doesn't go to the husband. Why didn't the Gemara answer, Kagain, that he gave her a get? And he did not give a ksuba. So he's still chayib b'mezayin eseha. And since he's still chayib b'mezayin eseha, therefore, he gets a metziah. He still gets a metziah. You would think he still gets it. Therefore, the Mishnah has to tell us a chiddush. It's not pshita at all. It would be so geshmak. The Gemara could have said such a good teretz. The Gemara doesn't say such a teretz. Vice teretz. We don't hold like the Yerushalmi as a shteit nimif. The Bala Iter says that it's not a raya because odif minei kometaretz. It could have taka said that teretz. It said a better teretz. Well, hard to understand why it's a better teretz. What it says here. Why is it a better teretz?
No question.
A suffix? What?
Saying,
no question doesn't make sense.
What's the question?
So I don't know. So L'chayre, the Bala Iter, it's hard to understand what the Bala Iter means. The Maram Shif wants to explain that we do pass on to Yerushalmi, not like the Rif. So he sets his eye in Agimara in order to make it shtim with Yerushalmi. He says that the Gemara is talking. Girsha Pshita. So somebody says, Girsha Pshita. Afa Pisha Nasalak Suvasa Gamke. The Lainasak Suvasa Afkarusha Chavif Mizanese. Kadisi Birsham. He says, I don't know what the words mean exactly. He says, the Shtims of Yerushalmi. And we're talking even in a case where a ksuva was given. And the whole echetimtsa of the Gemara's Teretz is going to be in a case where the ksuva was given. that make sense? It doesn't make sense that the Gemara is talking the Ksuba was given. Why? Vishnu said, "Afal pishalim nas la Ksuba." So he means the Gemara's teretz is going to be talking even in a case where he did give a Ksuba. And he means to say, Pshat in the Balei Eter Mistam. That what did the Balei Eter say, Odif Mineko Mitaretz? That was saying a Teretz, which is even if he gave a Ksuba. We're going to have a Teretz, it's Taka, a more Dachi Pika Teretz. But it's Afa Pisha Nosla Ksuba. It's a Teretz which stems even if he didn't give a Ksuba. In other words, if we want to use the Rishalmi, we would say a Teretz, which is Dafka the Kei Shalai Nosla Ksuba. The Mishnah's last thing is Afa Pisha Nosla Ksuba. So therefore, we want to have a hechatimtze that fits sai nasa loksuba and sai loy nasa loksuba. That's what how he's learning the Balei Eter. That's why the Gemara's teretz is better, because it could be true sai with aksuba, sai without aksuba. And mainly, he's saying we could pass like the Yerushalmi. Okay, let's see this Gemara's teretz. Damar abzera mishvul kamakim shamu chachamu gureshes ve'enu gureshes. We had that language in Gittin. It means a suffic get. We had the case of zara get, suffic karavla, suffic karavloi. So it's Mugureshes, Vein Mugureshes means a Safi get. Bala Chayibim Mizaneseh. He's Chayibim Mizaneseh. And on this, the Maram Shif says, even if he gave the Ksuva, he's Chayibim Mizaneseh. Tamamai Amar Rabbanu Metziya Sishu Labayel Kechid Loi Tavi Lo Eva. Why did Chazal say the Metziya goes, there should be no Eva? Hacha, here, he threw a get to her already. It was Safi Karav Loi, Safi Karav Lo. Yisla Eva Veva, there's plenty of Eva anyway. We're not worried more Eva. So, Mela, that's the case where the Metziya goes to the Isha. Okay. Zehu, tomorrow, Bezos Hashem, we'll learn the next mission.